Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and I am here in the Bamboo Room at KVNF Studios with Luke Powers. Luke is a Colorado-based musician, Americana singer-songwriter, and guitar player. Welcome to KVNF.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
We'll get into some questions here in a bit, but let's start out with a song and tell us about what you're going to play for us first.
This song is called Time to Shine, and it's going to be the opening track off my next album.
Very cool.
Yeah. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. If the time didn't seem so perfect, I'd probably still be too scared. Steady my hand and rewrite the plan the way I want it. And life didn't seem so precious, I don't know I'd give it all that I can, so I'm gonna love it. I spent too many nights chasing women and wine. I lost sight of myself. Too many days swinging away pockets of somebody else. And it's my time to shine. Well, I've been a fool, stumbling in the darkness, not knowing I hold the light. Now it's on, I feel the dawn rising inside me. I spent too many nights chasing women and wine. I lost sight of myself. Too many days swinging away the pockets of somebody else. It's mine. Time to shine, Lord, it's mine, it's mine, it's my time to shine.
That was the title track off of Luke Powers' upcoming album called Time to Shine. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Let's get back to my interview with Luke Powers. And what inspired you, or who inspired the song?
Well, you know, back in 2009, I moved out to Los Angeles with the intention of chasing music, you know. And I just got caught up in just so much. I mean, it's a crazy place to be. You know, I thought playing the Sunset Strip, and just there's just so many things to distract you and to tempt you. And so that's really what brought that song on. It's just kind of going back at it again with a more, maybe slightly more mature, clear mind.
Yeah, so, 10 years later.
10 years later, yeah.
I actually lived in LA for 10 years as well and was there.
Wow.
Yeah, I was there from 06 to 2016.
Wow.
Where did you play on Sunset Strip?
Oh, I played everywhere. You know, our first month there became the Whiskey House Band. So, but we played, you know, Viper Room, Key Club. Actually, played the Viper Room only a couple months ago.
Oh, cool. I love the Viper Room.
Oh, that's my favorite place, yeah.
It's very intimate and also, like, grungy and dirty and dark. And
yeah, the things you expect out of the Sunset Strip.
Yeah. What were some of your earliest musical influences?
Well, you know, I started out playing in church, and that was huge for me. You know, we were at a Pentecostal church, so it's very lively music. you know, Holy Rollin' guitar playing. So there's a lot of that, but I'm also the youngest of six kids. So I had my older siblings kind of weave in some of those more secular things in. That also made a huge influence on me. So there's a little bit of everything right out of the gates. Once I really just started having an interest in music, it was everything from the gospel to, you know, my dad listened to John Prine and Jim Croce, and then to Alice in Chains and Guns N' Roses. So,
yeah, I read in your bio that you grew up in gospel music, and then the next line is like to punk rock.
Well, of course. And, you know, when you're first learning guitar, I mean, at least for me, it was just so, punk's just so easy to play. And when you're 12 and 13, you're just angry at the world, right?
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Were you 12 or 13 when you first picked up a guitar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was 12 years old, and I was in a band with my brother, my next oldest brother.
So. And you're from, I'm going to hopefully say this right, Louisville.
That's pretty close, Louisville. Yeah.
Louisville.
Yeah, and so actually born and raised in, we call it the Kentucky area, but you know, Louisville / Southern Indiana, right over the river.
How did you end up in Colorado?
A beautiful DJ that actually works here. Tara, I met a little over a year ago. And, you know, over the past 7-8 months, we've been kind of, I've been traveling back and forth here to the Western Slope and just finally moved here.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
You've been a touring musician for the last 11 years. Who have you toured with?
Early on, I was out with a kind of like an indie shoegazy band called People Noise. I was out with them for a couple of years. And then I played with a girl named Rachel Timberlake, who's kind of country. And then just, I've always been a hired gun, you know, whoever needs me.
Yeah. What did you learn on those tours as your time as a hired gun?
Everything. I mean, a lot, really. You know, I learned that I don't want to do that anymore, which is huge to me. You know, that if I'm going to play, I'm going to play for myself. It built my chops up a lot, my guitar chops, my singing chops, you know. A lot of the time in the band, and you do a lot of soul searching and writing. So it taught me a lot of that.
When did you start to feel like, okay, I'm ready to venture out and do my own solo thing?
In 2012. And in Los Angeles, I did play in original bands, for sure. But really in 2012, I moved back with the intention of, I guess, finding myself. I built a recording studio out in the woods. And after about 3 years, I finally had it up and running and I recorded my first record there.
Was that the album called Wolf in the Woods?
Yeah.
And what was it like recording that Wolf in the Woods album in the woods?
It's great. It's the only place it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I mean, writing it was the real fun part. You know, I put up a sign that said, go away, and no one bothered me for weeks. And I just walked the woods and wrote. It was great. I'd start every morning off and have about a 4 or 5 hour hike and come back and just write. And it always just came right out.
Yeah. So. Did you really have a sign that said, go away?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it was spray painted, you know, bright orange, and then it had a mannequin head on a stake, which was a little crazy. I'd gotten a little weird at that point, but you know.
You were writing.
Yeah, of course.
You're in your zone. Your songwriting is truly storytelling. Where do you find inspiration for your music and for your lyrics?
Oh, goodness. I guess just life, you know? I'd like to think that pretty much every song I have is based off my life or someone close to me, and either it's straight up true story or, you know, based on a true emotion.
What are you going to play for us next?
Maybe I'll play Impending Doom.
I think that sounds fitting.
It's a nice.
And is this going to be off your new album?
Yes, it is. And this song, you know, it's a lot about the search and just how the search has gone wrong so many times, search for love, so. Is Impending Doom. Deep into the night sky, there's millions of us trying to shine bright. I'm trying to shine a light on too. Surface, someone else nearby. But stars and moons can't always be aligned. We misdirect our energy sometimes. in your sunshine. Been wasted on your moon. In your moonshine is my impending doom. Stars turn into a black hole of the soul. We gotta slow down all the goodbyes. It's starting to wear both of us thin. Why can't we go back to the good times? We went to the moon and back again. A once beaming ray of light has shifted from its point, only to be lost in space. In your sunshine, been wasted on your moon. Your moonshine, my impending doom. Stars turning into a black hole of the soul.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and that was a song called Impending Doom by Colorado musician Luke Powers. I watched a video of this before you came in, and you kind of introed it like, this is my song about a quest for love.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the story and the build of the song, and then when you cut loose, man, I just felt like all the feels.
Thanks. And you know, part of that is kind of just a realization for me that if you've dated a lot, and, you know, you've been in different relationships, and you start to realize that not all the time maybe is someone else toxic for you, but you just might not be right for them. And you being in that relationship may be harmful to them. And that's kind of a strange thing to ask yourself and to realize, you know, doesn't make you a bad person, just makes you not the right person.
What are some of the challenges that you've seen or faced over the last 10 years being in an ever-evolving music industry?
For me, the biggest challenge has always been staying relevant and up to date on social media. You know, when you write songs, like I think the way I do, where I'm exposing myself, essentially, no feelings left unturned, you know, it's kind of hard to want to get on and show more and to keep people up to date. And that's such a necessary thing nowadays that's always been my biggest struggle, you know.
Yeah. What's the biggest difference between your first album, Wolf in the Woods, and your upcoming album, Time to Shine?
Well, age, first of all. You know, there's a good 3-4 year difference. I hope just my songwriting has, matured some. It's maybe not so direct storytelling on some of it.
In the new album.
In the new album, yeah. A little more, kind of have to dig a little deeper on it. Leaving more for the imagination, yeah.
And I think you have another newer song.
Oh, I do, Corey. And let me tell you, it's very strange. This is the first time on the radio I've heard myself referred to as a Colorado musician.
Hmm.
So I like it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been Kentucky forever, so.
You're okay with the Colorado
weekend. Oh, it's great. I love it here, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, let's go into another song. I think this one's called The Mountainous.
And this one was actually inspired by my beautiful fiance. We were here in Paonia and just looking. It was one of my first times being here. We were looking up at the mountain, I think Lamborn, and she pointed out just this cloud over top. And she said, it's snowing on the mountains. And for me, not having been in the mountains that much in my life, it was just such a beautiful thing to see that relationship between, I don't know, the clouds and the mountains. And it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah. It never gets old. Somehow this view just always looks spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another pre-release from musician Luke Powers. The song is called The Mountainous.
Where have you been hiding? 'Cause I've been searching for such a long time. I was starting to wonder if I would ever find you, or forever lay my head among the pines. Ooh. For in the pines I found you, just high enough the tree line broke. I felt the stinging of the air as I climbed into the clouds. Listen as a mountaineer spoke. She said, kiss me in the clouds, melt me like the sun, move through me just like a raging river, stand beside me so I'm not the only one. Ooh. Voice echoed through the canyons. 4 miles it soared like on an eagle's wings. And the snow fell from the burdened limbs below. And forever changed my winter into spring. She said, kiss me in the clouds. Melt me like the sun. Move through me just like a raging river. Stand beside me so I'm not the only one. Crystal River shines like diamond, brings precious stones to the valley below. But a wise man would say her worth is in the water, a lesson only the mountainess could show. And she said, kiss me in the clouds, melt me like the sun. Move through me just like a raging river. Stand beside me so I'm not the only one. Ooh. Ooh.
That was a song called The Mountainous by Luke Powers. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that. I like, yeah, stand beside me so I'm not the only one admiring this beautiful view and nature. And I'm sure you can appreciate wanting to get the heck out of a big city.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I went paddleboarding for my first time the other day, which was just too cool. And I was always thought it was so cool about Los Angeles that you can see snow on the mountains and still be at the beach. You can do that here, man.
Yeah.
It's cool. There's no sharks out there either.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot better.
Yeah.
Who are some of your musical influences, other musicians that have inspired your music?
Well, I think, you know, songwriting-wise, probably the three most important have always been John Prine is number one, Willie Nelson, and Jim Croce.
And what is it about all three of them, or maybe one of them, that really resonates with you?
All three of them have a different way of speaking about real life, but having such a twist on it that it kind of makes even such a serious song can have a light feel to it. So it's not just the most depressing thing in the world, you know? And I think a lot of those guys, their music helps cope with some real life things, you know, that otherwise might just be difficult.
Mm-hmm. That's what music has been for me. It's really been therapy.
Yeah, absolutely. And that folk wisdom, you know?
Yeah. Who's Dusty Bow?
Dusty Bow is a very good buddy of mine. He's been one of my, pretty much my right-hand man musically forever. We actually moved out to Los Angeles together, and he's actually in the studio right now in Nashville.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I had just seen a couple of videos with him, and I was like, oh, these guys look like they're having a good time.
Oh, yeah. We're pretty much brothers. We've always written together, been idiots together. He's a great guy. So.
Where are you going to record this new album? Or have you already started recording it?
Outside of the Mountainous, yes, this next album is finished. It's recorded.
Oh.
I recorded it in Nashville.
Nice.
Yeah. With actually the same engineer that Dusty's working with today, Michael Esser, at a place called Sundog Studios. And it was just a great experience. I had Sheryl Crow's entire band with me. So.
No big deal.
Yeah. Some pretty heavy hitters. And it was just a really great experience. And the beautiful thing about them as players, and not only were they just very quick with everything, but they were just so emotional and they just underplayed perfectly. At no point did they step on any vocals, did they step on each other. They were just such incredible musicians. And that's what I loved about it.
Yeah, what instruments are on this album?
I mean, of course, like when I tracked, it was myself on guitar. And then I had another guitar player, Audley Freed, who was with the Black Crows and Lynyrd Skynyrd. And I mean, guitar, bass, drums, keys. We got a little weird. You know, there might be some other weird instruments in there. But for the most part, it's pretty stripped down. You know, for a country album, country folk, I mean, there's no pedal steel, there's no fiddle. It's pretty dry, which is the way I like it.
Yeah. Your new album is called Time to Shine. When is that coming out?
Hopefully this fall.
Oh, okay. Soon.
Yeah.
So we kind of got an inside sneak peek.
That's right. And so until then, you know, I'm just going to be playing here on the Western Slope and some in the Front Range and just kind of trying to build my base around here.
Yeah. Where can we find your music and upcoming tour dates?
Well, you can go on LukePowersMusic.com or on my Facebook. /LukeAPowers, I think. Yeah.
Cool. And I hear you have some upcoming shows here in even the North Fork. Do you want to talk about what you've got coming up this summer?
August 22nd, I'll be doing Pickin' in the Park.
Awesome.
Should be great.
Yeah. Have you been to Pickin' in the Park before?
I have not.
Oh, wow.
I'm excited about it.
Well, thank you, Luke. Thanks for coming down. I'm so excited for your new album.
Thank you for having me, Corey.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. We'll go out on one more pre-release from Luke Powers' upcoming album, Time to Shine. This track is called Driving On. Thanks for listening.
This old world is a lonely one. Last in line to see the sun. This old town never gave me much. But a broken heart is gentle. All my friends
done got families. My heart still drifting out in the evening breeze. There was a river where our pure love flowed. Well, I guess I could finally come off this lonesome road. But I know I must stay strong. Every day from dusk till dawn. When them miles seem too long, must keep driving on. Since I was a child, when I heard the wind, wonder where it's going, wonder where it's been. The trouble in searching too far, the great unknown. Is that true love? No, it don't grow on a rolling stone. But I know I must stay strong. Every day from dusk till dawn. When them miles seem too long, well, I must keep driving on. Well, I must keep driving on. Well, I must keep driving on. Ooh, I must keep driving on. I must keep this old world, yeah, lonely one.